Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 7th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Mechanical vacuum aspiration and debulking of large vegetations during cardiac implantable electronic device extraction. This retrospective study evaluated percutaneous mechanical debulking with a manual vacuum aspiration device during cardiac implantable electronic device, CIED, extraction for large lead-related vegetations. The technique offers a less invasive alternative to surgical removal, which traditionally carries high morbidity and mortality risks in these complex patients. Findings suggest this approach can improve outcomes, demonstrating its potential as a safer management strategy for CIED infections. Article number 2. Very high prevalence of non-optimally controlled traditional risk factors at the onset of cardiovascular disease. This study investigated the antecedent prevalence of non-optimally controlled traditional risk factors, including blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, and body mass index, prior to the onset of cardiovascular disease. Findings revealed a very high prevalence of these non-optimal risk factors at the time of coronary heart disease, heart failure, or stroke diagnosis. This suggests that risk factor-free cardiovascular disease may often be attributed to subthreshold or unrecognized non-optimal control, underscoring the critical need for proactive risk factor management. Article number 3. Impact of obicetrapib on major adverse cardiovascular events in high-risk patients, a pooled analysis. This pooled analysis evaluated the effect of the cholesterol ester transfer protein, CETP inhibitor obicetrapib, on major adverse cardiovascular events in high-risk patients. The study compared 10 mg of obicetrapib daily versus placebo in patients with heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Obicetrapib significantly reduced atherogenic lipids, increased high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and demonstrated a favorable impact on major adverse cardiovascular event rates, highlighting its potential as a new therapeutic strategy. Article number 4. Prognostic role of myocarditis-like episodes and their treatment in patients with pathogenic desmoplakin invariants. This study assessed the prognostic impact of myocarditis-like episodes and their treatment in patients carrying pathogenic or likely pathogenic desmoplakin DSP variants. It confirmed that recurrent myocarditis-like episodes are associated with a higher risk of sustained ventricular arrhythmias and progression to heart failure in this population. Crucially, the study determined that specific treatments for these inflammatory episodes can modify disease progression and improve long-term outcomes, emphasizing the need for active management. Article number 5. Single-cell multi-omics identifies specialized cytotoxic and migratory CD8 > effector T cells in acute myocarditis. This single-cell multi-omics study investigated the underlying mechanisms of acute myocarditis by analyzing peripheral blood mononuclear cells from 40 patients. Researchers identified distinct populations of specialized cytotoxic and migratory CD8 positive effector T cells unique to acute myocarditis, particularly in its fulminant form. These findings provide critical insights into the immune pathology of this life-threatening cardiac inflammation, paving the way for the development of novel, precision-targeted therapeutic strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.